این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illa Allah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
And which you gentlemen must endeavor is that you should not be overtaken by pride by the term governor. This term belongs to a time when there is governor and subject, when there is no fraternity and there exists a taghuti and other people are their subjects, whereas this has no place in Islam. Those who govern the length and breadth of the Islam territory, that too a territory so vast that it expanded from Hijaz to Egypt, Africa, Iraq, Iran, and all these Muslim countries that you see. Even some parts of Europe was under its rule. Nevertheless, it was not that their communication with the wage earners was of one that gave orders and one who obeyed them. The noble prophet of Islam, peace be upon him and his family, himself behaved with the people like one of them.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Quran. In one of his speeches, Imam Khomeini has said that the Quran is a man-cultivating book. It is the active man's book. It is the book of human being. It is a book that guides man who is supposed to move from here to the end of the universe and beyond. Now, in this part of his speech, he is referring to a very important point, which is against the main ideology that we see in the West, and that is the ideology of materialism, where they say that this world is a world and after this there is nothing. They only believe in this world. They don't believe in religion. They don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even in the socialism and Marxism, we see the same thing. Whereas here, Imam Khomeini is saying that there is something beyond this universe.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi.
Sallallahu alayhi.
There is something which is in hereafter, and that is waiting for us. And that is the spiritual aspect. That is the aspect which is related to our next life, the life after death. And that is what Imam Khomeini is saying. And he says that this is the book for the person who believes, who is an active man, and who believes that, and who knows from where he came, where he is, and where he will go. So if there is a person who have such belief, then obviously this book is the book of guidance for such person. This book is the book of being a human being. This book gives us the ethics. It teaches us the ethics. It teaches us how to deal with the people. This book commands us to have justice with the people, with the society, with the place where we are living. Even we cannot be injustice towards the place where we live. The nature which is related to this earth, to this universe, we need to take care of everything, because if we want to live in this world, we must be careful and we must take care of this universe. Today, if we see that there is the issue of ozone layer, if there is a pollution, it is because we are not following the footsteps of Quran. It is because we are not doing justice. We are trying to use this world for our own profit. And that's why we see there are many movies that are made that people are living in the skies, in the stars. That is not the way. The way is to live in this earth and to live in a way so that we can have a happy life, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
La ilaha